Father, we thank you for you such a merciful, a kind, gracious, and good God. We recognize everything happened for a reason. We'll open some of those things up tonight, why these things happen and what has to be done about it. We thank you so much for using our tongue, using our mind, using our heart tonight in this message. And I will walk through it and I will wait on the Holy Spirit. I thank you for all the members. You covered them. You got your hands on them around the parish, around the city, around the state. And then I thank you for the world, your hand upon men and women of God and getting people saved. Thank you for the night as we walk through this. Lord, let me not rush it, but let me just yield to the Holy Ghost. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We really have not fully derived where this virus come from. It's invisible. It's attacking people. It had attacked people. The attack is slowing down some because everybody been cooperating together, and a lot of prayer has been made by the saints, and a lot of work have been carried out by a lot of people. And I know there's a lot of people listening to hear what the Lord is saying tonight. Thank God, prophetically and apostolically, in the apostolic pool, we've learned some things that have helped us to better understand and will help my message tonight. So I'm going to take you through a few things. Let's go to the scripture for it. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12. Let's go there first. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 25 to sort of set us in a place where we recognize that this thing has to cease and has to come to an end. Actually, for your notes, I'll probably step up on it more Sunday, but for your notes is Hebrews 12, 14. To Hebrews 12, 29. But I'm just going to do a certain aspect tonight. In Hebrews 12, 25, it says, "See that you refuse not him that speaketh." Well, that's important. It says, "For if they escape not who refuse him that spake on earth, much more should not we escape." It's time to escape, I believe. If we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. That's a powerful voice there. See, yeah, God's word is not to be taken lightly. Right. When someone has spent time with God and received a word for you, it's not a feeling that only that you have to be aware of. You have to be aware of what is he saying to me and what is my assignment here to escape. Okay, I'll tell you more in a minute. Verse 26, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, "Yet once more I shake not the earth only." Oh, we shook now. But also heaven. And this word, "yes, once more," signify. Now, I want you to see verse 27 is saying, because some of the things I'm going to share from you out of another apostle's mouth is real powerful. The 27th verse says, and this word, "yes, yet once more," signifieth the removing of things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Now, you can't remove what God's doing. You know, now, sometimes God has to permit some things. That's what I want you to see. But the 28th verse is pivotal because it tells us that it's only temporary. It tells us we can't be wiped out. It tells us we can be There's a shaking to be going on, but you can't shake us out. Wherefore we receive, and we already receive, a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably, with reverently and godly fear. You see that? Serve God acceptably, reverent, with reverence, and godly fear. It's so important, because some of the things that I'm going to share with you before I give you three things we're going to do tonight that are going to shake this whole virus out of place. It had been prophesied by me and other apostles and prophets that this shaking was coming. Mm-hmm. And that's why I studied on the immune system and nutrition, and a lot of people in the body of Christ played like this was not necessity, but now they'll take anything you give them.
Right.
Yeah. But you need to get a thing ahead of time. So now we got to deal with it. It's here. We got to deal with it. And I believe that if the spiritual teaching from pulpits around the world had been acknowledged more fully, it will be more stronger than we are today. I mean, spiritual things have to be put first.
Yeah. That's right.
Now, what caused this virus? It wasn't God. It's demonic power. I'm going to deal with him tonight. It's a principality. Mm-hmm. I deal with him in three facets, and he'll be gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the rest that we're going to deal with be debris from what he has already done. The Lord again spoke to me on my rocker in the front porch and told me what to do. But this shaking that's going on, you see, we're in a kingdom that can't be moved. This shaking is a shaking of man's iniquity, number one. Write that down, man's iniquity. Just don't have no respect for God in the church, out of the church, wherever you are. A lot of officials don't have no respect for God. Thank God our president do. But a lot of officials don't have no respect. Thank God our governor of Louisiana do. He acknowledged God. That's wonderful. Man's iniquity, rebellions against God. And anti-Christ agenda. Now I can say that all night. That was embraced by many in our world. Anti-Christ agendas such as abortion, homosexuality, just prayer, don't want people to pray, don't want them to name the name of Jesus. So the Lord, this is just a slap on the wrist. That you can't mess with the Almighty and disrespect him. I think he's been merciful with all of this stuff been going on. I think he really had been merciful, and he just had to pull his hand back a little bit. See, his hand is the covering. And we are in the shaking right now. And I like what this apostle said. He says, God has provided answers and strategies. Listen, answers and strategies. Both of them plural, to keep his people safe and for his ecclesia. You talk about the church. I loved it. I've listened to it over and over. His true church to partner with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
All right, everybody out there listening to me, partner with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Say, Holy Ghost, you my partner. Walk me through this. Partner with the Holy Ghost. Another spiritual offer is made. Partner with the Holy Spirit and his angel armies to overcome this. Partnership. I love it. And I knew that God was speaking. I'll read a little more, and then I'll get into a text that going to upset Satan's whole plan. And a lot of people will be liberated. Those of you listening, you will hear your word of freedom tonight. And you will walk in it And it will carry the power of your loved one who dealing with this thing. It will give you the power to know that God will not let you down. This apostle says certain things done in the spiritual realm or the natural realm will cause chaos in nature. Now look at this. Like, you know, it's like somebody smack you on the hand. God made the earth to function according to his principle, his ways, and his word. Why would the system of somebody try to run it another way? Who he belong to? And I mean, he's a merciful God, isn't he? Yeah, he put up with a lot of stuff. So, it's man rebellion. He said, if you run a red light, what happened? Anything good happened, you hope another car wasn't coming. If you run a red light and the traffic is moving, you know what's going to happen. And I think we've ran too many red lights. And that's why we got to make the suggestion. Now, I'm going to show you the way out. I'm going to talk to you a while and get you down in the field and went deep in the water. But then I'm going to show you what the Lord showed me on my porch for the world.
Come on.
Yeah, God chose the foolish things to confound the wise.
Yep.
So there's no smart answer here. It has to be a divine, supernatural answer. And the Holy Ghost has to be involved. And the angelical beings has to be involved. And I'm at peace because I recognize that if you keep talking to God, he's going to speak.
Yep.
And he'll make it happen.
Yes, he
and he can make it happen. Amen?
Amen.
So you see, the consequences we're dealing with now are caused by society's sins and against God and his word. Now, consequences can be caused by the nation government that make laws against God's laws and his word. Woo, that's a deep one. Make laws against anti-Christ law. Trigger consequences. Now, a word I have not heard much during this season is repent. Me, you said, yeah, you. Me too. Repent. Ask the Lord. Say, Lord, search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me. And know my thoughts. See if there any be wicked with me and lead me in the way everlasting so I can just not be quoting scriptures and saying prayers and I know that my hand is in your hand. The conviction of the Holy Ghost to get us right. Watch what you say. Watch what you think. Watch what you do. So the earthquakes and the volcanoes and the famine, people in the world brought that. God intended earth to function by his ways. Now listen, I'm going to read a few more things to you. I love this because it's the truth. If man chooses to disobey God through rebellion, immorality, hatred, defiant behaviors, antichrist doctrine, abortion, gay marriage, or any form of idolatry, this will cause confusion. Well, there it is.
Absolutely.
It causes fear and confusion. Turn with me to Mark chapter 11, Mark's gospel. And I'm going to deal with, I'll give you the subject in a few minutes, what God told me to do tonight. That the whole world can go free. Now those things I read out from that apostle's lips, you're going to have to correct those things. And you're going to have to stop applauding things that does not please God.
Right.
Or is it just going to come right on back?
That's
Because God's going to have to pull his hand back. I can't support you, keep supporting you, if you don't keep disrespecting me and camouflaging and having a front, but your heart not right. I can't keep carrying you, because then you're going to make me like you. You can't whoop a great God. And we got to have spiritual voices. No matter how much political voices we have, no matter how much medical voices and vaccine we have, we need spiritual voices speaking what thus said the Lord, and knowing that they're ambassadors for Christ, and knowing that they're God's mouthpiece.
Hallelujah.
And knowing that they have the ability to call things that be not as though they were. Knowing that signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost supposed to follow the body of Christ. In other words, not magic, supernatural. Psychology can't take the place of the supernatural. Singing can't take the place of the supernatural. Throughout the scriptures, if you read your Bible, God always had a David for a Goliath, a Moses for a Red Sea, a Joshua for the wall of Jericho. So let me show you this. Mark. Jesus took me there. I said, oh, Jesus. How sweet it is. He took me this. In Mark chapter 11, verse 11. Matter of fact, it's a lesson about Jesus and from Jesus. It says, and Jesus enter into Jerusalem and into the temple, verse 11. And when he had looked around about upon all things, and not an eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. And on the morrow, when he were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Jesus was hungry. And seeing this false stuffing awake no more. Sad to say, some companies, some churches are going to fizzle out. Not right now. Unless somebody repent and get online, but this little play game not going to work. You got to have a real church now. And you got to be doing a real work, and you got to be doing what God wants you to do. Hold on now. Jesus can't be looking for something from you you don't have. He gave it to you where it is. See? And at 12 verse, tomorrow when they would come from Bethany, he was hungry. The Lord is hungry tonight for that remnant to stand up.
Yes.
That narrow gate to come open. Mm-hmm. And to shut that wide gate. Watch what happened. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came. Jesus did. And he was desiring if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, what happened? He found nothing but leaves. For the time of fig was not yet. But he found nothing but leaves. Now notice verse 14, because we're about to get into something. And Jesus answered and said unto it, the fig tree. Here's what he said to it. Now, here's what's happening. I'm going to have to back up to show you this. But here's your subject. Bind, curse, decree, and let my people go free. That's what we're going to do tonight. Over this whole thing, all these millions of people have been involved. Tonight, this is how much I have confidence in my calling. Tonight, the principality will be bound. The virus will be cursed. And I will release a decree from this pulpit that's going to bless the whole world. See, those three things. See, those, now, don't take it light. Don't think this is a subject finding. No, this is See, he says, no, Leroy, first you need to bind that principality.
Yeah.
Wow. It didn't come from bacteria. He says a spirit behind it, and somebody with authority have to bind that principality. We're binding tonight. They be ineffective anymore. Now, you see, you can have these nice people don't want to think it's no principality. They won't think it's something else, but you better listen. And then Jesus about to crush this tree because it's unproductive. And he's just showing us how much authority we have because he crushed the tree, and when he explained it, he's going to talk about a mountain. He's just telling you nothing. You can handle it. This thing been looking like a mountain too. But tonight we're going to deal with it in those three facets. Bind, curse, decree, and let my people go free. That's what I'm here for tonight. And so we see in this 14th verse of Mark 11, and Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee thereafter forever. And I guess in the disciple, I guess, man, God, dog, that's powerful, isn't it? Man. Some of them were doubting, say, man, you can't talk to that tree like that. I mean, how that going to happen? And we're going to see when they're coming back, they say, oh, this thing dead, boy. At the root. Ah! At the root. This thing must be dealt with where? At the root, we can't be picking the little leaves off and saying, this look like it, this look like it. No, it's a demon behind it, and the virus going to be cursed at the root. At the root. You know that Jesus didn't mess around with the branches. And the boy didn't know what part he was talking to. We always talk to the surface, but as Christians, we got to talk deeper. We have to know that we have the final word. Y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
All right, just go over to Matthew 20, because I can't do the cursing until we bind the strong man. Go to Matthew 12. I'm going to show you two scriptures that our authority is recognized in the spirit world. Matthew chapter 12. Verse 29. Matthew 12, 29. Y'all take a hold of this in your life. Other things may come up in your life, and you'll be able to handle it with these same things. All right. You will have need of these. All right. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his good except he first bind the strong man? And then he will bind, spoil his house. Now look in Matthew 18. Look in 18. Jesus. Matthew's 18, 18. We're talking about the church now. We're talking about the mouth of the church. The authority that we have over this situation. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Let me read this introduction for you, and then I'll bind that principality over this corona. I'll bind him right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you principality, I bind you that is over that corona's disease and render you ineffective against the world. And then I'm coming to Louisiana. You cannot, you know, I live in Louisiana. You can't do this here no more. So I bind you and break your power now in Jesus' name. Guess what? It's done. It's done. Let me read this to you. When you talk about binding, cursing, and decreeing, And then he said, and let my people go free. Here's what I want you to hear. Then we come back to the fig tree. Now, we all must know that this is a statement impacted with authority. In and on behalf of God's children. This type of anointing, listen, this type of anointing, this type of alignment and authority cannot be stopped. Because you got to know it's over tonight.
Yes.
Right, so I got to read that to you. See, I've trusted the Lord over 40-something years, and I've seen many miracles, many signs, and many wonders. And it's not by might, nor by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. But what we're doing tonight, I've got instruction from God to bind. I've already bind that principality. Curse that virus. Decree God's people are free. And he's saying, let my people, and set my people free. Now I want to read this again to you so you can get it. And then we got the aspect, we got to go to Job. Job talked about a decree. We'll do that probably at last. Because you're making decrees, but if you make decree and the curse not handled, and if the if you haven't bind the principality, it don't work. So actually, those three things, binding, cursing, and decreeing, is a divine order of simplicity that the Holy Ghost wants us to trust tonight that God is handling this thing supernaturally. You know, I remember when I first started ministering 9 years, can any good thing come out of Darrow? Yeah, something good coming out of Darrow tonight. Because I've heard it many times, and I know he's God is not complicated. No. God will set aside you and tell you a sample statement, get up, and it'll handle the whole thing. You know, you got a lot of people digging and with smart people trying to find out, and God said, no, just do it like this, son. I'll handle it. You're not going to do it anywhere. I got to handle this. I got to handle this. All right? So I want you to see this now. Let's see. Bind, curse, and decree. All right. Look back in Mark chapter 11 and verse 20. And in the morning, they went off and done some things, some spiritual work. The next day, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the branches. Nobody know who. See, if you don't get this, you're going to miss it. Wherever it's dried up from. That word, you need to underline it. Notice all the roots were dead. All the roots on this virus died a few minutes ago.
Yes.
Dried up. When I spoke it, that's when it happened. You see, you're the only one who can speak it. Well, others spoke it too, but I'm going to talk about what I did. Yielding to the Holy Spirit, this thing got to come to a halt.
That's right.
Yep. We'll begin to see results.
Yes.
Yes.
When you get something at the roots, you see it don't have no life. You could choke a person, but yet don't kill them. You got to finish the job here. We can't be choking this virus. We got to die at the root. That it don't have nothing to work with. And so he's saying, and Peter, you know, Peter jump up and talk in verse 21. Peter, the mother disciple, Peter said, calling him and remember, said to him, Master, behold this fig tree which thou cursest. Man, this thing is withered away. Now there was some doubt when he talked to it. And Jesus answering him, said unto them, Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God, have the God kind of faith, or have the faith of God. Now, we've got to work in the faith of God now. See, once you got the tree, the tree came, Jesus said, this came by a particular type of faith. And then he tells us how it worked. He cursed a tree, he talk about a mountain. Otherwise, he's telling you, it works in all cases. Same thing. Verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said. Whatsoever. Come on, class, whatsoever. Then he goes on and takes us to another stage of walking in victory. Therefore, I say, what things of you desire when you pray? Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. I mean, now you got to know who's talking here. I mean, nobody can stop him from doing it for you. And then he said, now you see, remember I told you to repent? Now, there's a graveyard greater than a real graveyard. A graveyard of sin. And the Holy Spirit trying to tell you something, and you always trying to justify why you did it. Instead of throwing your hand in the air and say, he says, Jesus said, now this faith stuff don't work. Verse 25, when you stand praying, forgive. You have aught against any, that you, your Father also which in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. You have no idea who's listening to this message. I have some ideas. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespasses. All right, listen, the answer comes from the church, the ecclesia, the ruling body of Christ. Man, iniquity have opened the door of great shaking. But the church will rise and voice my answer. Woo! See the answer from the church. Turn with me now. You brought your shouting clothes? All right. I've been going about almost half. You brought your shouting clothes? I want you to write in your notes, the power is already granted. The power. And if you want to make it personally to me, because you're a child of God, right? All right. Because we're going to look at a few scriptures that are going to give you the significance of why the Lord is saying this to us tonight. But with the power was already granted for us to bind, curse, and decree. Bind, curse, and decree. The power was already given. Are you following me? Yes, sir. To the church. Yes. I can't hear y'all.
Yes.
The power. I already had the power. To bind, curse, and decree. Now those three things are important, you see, because you got to do the binding, then you do the cursing, and then you do the decreeing, and then people go free. See what trying to decree, but you haven't got to the root of the problem. See, so that you can rush off with scriptures and still don't have no effect. You know how many scriptures have been quoted and how many prayers have been prayed, and then we have some results from them, but I'm talking about at large. If the prayer, that thing have been wiped out, but it's got that principality, for we're wrestling not against flesh and blood. We're not wrestling against a virus. We're wrestling against a demon.
That's right.
Whoa. We was wrestling against. Until God. Now, let me, this is a powerful verse here. Turn to Luke 21. Now, I want you to ever forget this verse. I'm going to give it to you right now. tell you, I was going to read one verse, but I'm going to read some other verses because I see some instruction in there. I see some power. In Luke 21:12. But before persecution will come, he says in my Bible. But before all these things, before all these, they shall lay their hands on you. And a hand been laid on a lot of good people. And persecute you and deliver you into the synagogue and into prison. And I'm using these terms because there's people been locked up. They can't go nowhere. Being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And then the 13th verse says, I can't hear none of you. It shall turn to you for a testimony. We're going to have some testimonies come out of this thing, boy. And he said, now, notice the verse 14, because I want you to get somewhere. Sell it therefore in your heart, not to meditate before what you shall answer. And then he says, verse 15, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries should not be able to gain, nor resist. The power is already granted. It's already in your mouth. But it won't work effectively unless what the Holy Ghost revealed to me deal with the power, bind the enemy, curse the situation, and decree your freedom. Y'all ain't shouting enough for me. Y'all don't understand what's going on up in here, but I'm going to keep working with it. Luke chapter 10. I tell you who's listening, the Lord is. I tell you who else is listening, the angels are. I tell you who else is listening, the Holy Spirit is. He listening. Yeah, he listening. And he's saying to people around the world, listen, listen, listen. Notice the 19th verse. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. You see. Well, that's what we're talking about from that aspect. And you've got Matthew 18:18 and 19. I gave that to you. Now, we also have the keys of authority over the spirit realm.
Yeah.
Turn to Matthew 16. I'm almost through Matthew 16. We have the keys of authority. If one of us don't use the key, this thing will go on 20 more years. Somebody got to use the key. And that's why I like the respect the president has. He respects the gospel. He opened his mouth. He said, no, he's been praying. That's what those political leaders are supposed to do. When the man got in trouble, the king got in trouble, he sent for a prophet. I need to hear something from God. I can do all this. And I got all the people around me to help me. But I need a word from God. Word from God. Whew. Word from God. And this is so powerful, what the Lord is showing us. I don't care how feverish it sounds or look. I know that the Lord is working on our behalf right now. And the Lord wants that exposed. Why? Don't put that on me. Don't point your finger. Why God let this happen? Don't point it at me.
Right.
You know, hold your hand out and let your thumb point back at you. Somebody need to repent. Matthew 16, verse 18. You know, this is so powerful. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church. All right, Lord. I'll build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It looked like the gates of hell have been prevailing, you know.
Right.
But I got to have somebody that know how to use the keys.
Come on.
Yep. Paul gotten so much dealing with so many things. I like what he says. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Romans 1:16. For it's the power of God unto salvation. Paul said, I got some keys. We're going to lock something here now.
Yep.
You see. And it's the church. It's the church task. It's the believer's task. Especially the ministers of the gospel. The apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher. We're supposed to speak this word over you. And you're supposed to have a word in you. And using these keys. Look at the key, what he said. What he said. And I said in verse 18, that thou Peter, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Why the gates of hell can't prevail? Why the gates of hell can't prevail? Huh? Using the keys. Knowing how to use them and using them. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth, what? Shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I felt, I ain't gonna call her name, but I felt one of my members just not just bound that thing, boy. She stood up. She said, shoot, I see it. She know the scripture, but I got it stirred up in her. Yeah, that thing is bind that thing up, and it has no power, man. So, let me give you these things and try to come to a decree at the end that we can go ahead on and rest ourselves. The power was already granted. We have the keys of authority over the spirit realm. Now, I'm about to hit something in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. I trust the Holy Ghost that a lot of things start changing. A lot of things start happening. I'm talking right now. I'm talking about immediately, straightway, suddenly. I'm talking about during this crisis, I receive a miracle from something I've been dealing with 7 or 8 years. And I woke up looking for it and it was gone. Excruciating pain. Pain unspeakable with no glory. But see, I don't go around on the internet and tell everything going on and tell I stand, I fight. But that's not my first miracle I've seen in my life. I've seen miracles in other people's life, but I've also seen miracles in my life. And actually, this is a miracle season.
Yes, sure is.
But because of the negative thoughts and stop watching everybody. Shoot. Stop watching somebody, just let anybody talk to you. The milkman come and say, look, 14 people gonna die tomorrow. He said, yeah, the milkman just told me that. The milkman. Turn to Ephesians, let me close. Ephesians 6. I'm going to give you the third thing I want you to write down.
Hallelujah.
The shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit and the prayer of supplication released as one. The shield of faith, I'm going to read about it, and the sword of the Spirit, I'm going to read about it, and the prayer of supplication, those three, released as one. Ephesians 6, 14 through 20. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, verse 16, taking the shield of faith. And we read about faith in Mark. Remember how Jesus cursed that tree? Well, we should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And then he said, praying always in the 18th verse, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and washing thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And then Paul said, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bond, that I therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Let's go and see in the closing moment here the power of decreeing. But now let's remember, let's go to Job. But let's remember now that decreeing without binding and without cursing will not prevail. Because the enemy will sit still and just let you finish all your decrees and get right back up. You better catch him.
That's right.
All right? Job, I'll go straight to the verse, chapter 22. And I'll read a little bit just to get happy and close out. Verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. And even though Job being falsely accused you, but I just like the text. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Everybody need to hear this. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold, what? As dust, what? What? See, because it's got an economical crisis in it too. And the gold of Ophir as the stone of brooks. Verse 25. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense. Hallelujah. Look what it said at the end of verse 25. Let me decree this on you. And thou shalt have plenty of money, plenty of silver, plenty of gold, plenty of everything. Someone word now how they're going to make it. Hear this decree tonight. And see, for then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall what? And thou shalt pay thy vow. And that is verse 28. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall what? Be established. How? Unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. I know what it says here. Wise men are cast down, then shall they say, there's a lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. What I'm saying to you, I decree tonight in the name of Jesus that based on the binding and the cursing following the master of the Lord Jesus Christ and the binding that he revealed to us, that we bind, we got the right to bind the strong man to the three steps. Now may the mighty gifts of the Spirit, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of the Spirit, and may the mighty power gift of faith, working of miracles, and gifts of healing begin to flow. May prophetic word, divers kind of tongue, and interpreting all nine manifestations of the Holy Ghost, these nine supernatural weapons begin to work in the lives of people, ministers around the world this very night. If we bring in the supernatural, that we'll have a word of wisdom, that we'll have a word of knowledge, that we'll have discerning of spirits, that we will not be weak. We'll walk in supernatural special faith, faith that cannot be denied, the faith that I quit my job on 47 years ago and never look back. May that power and the glory, whoo, may the glory of God hit your house. May the presence of God set in seats in the room where you are. I sense his presence. This hour and this night shall not be aborted by no man and no demonic power. It is a time, it is a leap into the blessings of God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Something I want to close with. What is it? What is it, Lord? What's missing? What I'm missing? The gifts of the Spirit. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and begin to pray. You as a believer, they're supposed to function in your life. If there are some special thing that you need to do at this point that are very simple thing that you may have to do, those gifts will show you how to do it. I don't think the manifestation is long now. I think when it happened, as it happened, it's going to happen rapidly. There's no strength in the principality nor in the virus anymore. And we have decreed that God's people are free, free, free. And we thank God. Let's lift our hand and praise God and give God the glory, give God the honor that their minds are set free. I know a lot of stuff in the atmosphere, but I think the Lord is strong in the atmosphere now. And we're thankful in Jesus' name. Three things. What has transpired tonight? The three things. First of all, we dealt with the enemy. We bind the strong man. Now this was by divine orders from God. And I'm a stickler for when God tell me to do something. And we'll see immediate results. Bind the strong man, curse the virus, and I know many have cursed it, and decree that my people may go free. I want you to go over those things, because those three things in chronological order going to make a spiritual significance on all the prayers and all the confession that have been made all over the world. Some have been preached. This is apostolic order, apostolic government. This is very simple, but yet it's really real complicated, because when he got a way he won't do something, that's the way he'll show you how to do it. And we have made some advance tonight. I was excited all day long. I was saying, wait till the night. And so those three things, because you see, I don't want you to think I just preached a sermon. And I don't want you to think that I'm talking about how much power I have. I want you to recognize that I'm a servant and that God spoke to me, bind the strong man, curse the virus, and how Jesus cursed that victory, and then decree. See, if you try to decree without binding, without cursing, it won't work. I just want you to see that something really happened in the atmosphere tonight in Jesus' name.